Looks like baby vomit. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Matt is still outside waiting for someone to spray.
Has he sprayed anybody yet?
Matt?
Yes.
Have you sprayed anybody yet, boy?
Not yet.
You know why?
Why's that?
Because you're a loser?
People don't like you.
How could you hate Matt and
me? Pixie. Okay. spray your high pressure hose, please.
How's the stream? How's your stream?
Stream is great.
Strong.
Real strong.
He's Matt Haidt. He's out there supplying instant relief for the heat wave of 07.
You were hired as a part-time employee, correct?
Yes.
Oh, good. Correct. Then it'll be easier to rectify the situation. Yeah.
Remember, you can't spell rectify.
Without rectum.
Without rectum. And now, as we come back to the show, here is what's-her-name talking about what's-his-name.
Very good.
Denise Richards. And Charlie Sheen, and the whole thing about sperm.
Is this a counterattack on Charlie Sheen?
That we talked about yesterday. Here is Denise Richards.
I'm not going to sit here and read you an email, but there was a request for a donation. There is a specific document relating to this that I'm going to reserve for a court.
That is Charlie Sheen talking about reserving a quart of his sperm for Denise Richards.
Reserving a document that stated that she requested his sperm to father another child.
A whole quart.
Yeah, you never
know. Here's his answer. Charlie Sheen's answer.
I would sooner, in exactly what I'm wearing, walk on the surface of the moon. The Don and Mike
Show. Seems to me, no matter what your relationship is, you can always spare a quart. Midnight
at you know what I'm saying? If you care, if he really cares, that's court. He's going to court.
He's going to court.
He's going to court.
Oh, it's not a quart.
No.
It's not a quart.
No. He's got a document where she asked for the sperm, and he's saving it for court. He's not giving her anything.
My mistake. I thought
he's certainly not giving her any of his you-know-what.
I thought she wanted a quart of sperm.
No.
Well.
She wants his sperm to have a third child.
I'm an idiot. That's very plain.
Don and Mike Show.
Hold on,
he'd rather walk on the moon. I did. I was just following up on that.
Not a quart of spoon. A quart of sperm.
No,
with a spoon, like a Baskin Robbins spoon.
You know, I think even men that are capable of mass quantities.
Peter North.
Take a while.
Take a long time,
even for him.
Or just a pint.
Pint would take a while, probably.
Not so much for Peter North.
Half pint. Isn't that the name of that lovable child from?
Yes, from Gilbert.
Half pint.
Why did you take a tone with me, boy? Because half pint was mentioned in the same breath as sperm.
I didn't take a tone. I was speaking of whimsy.
No, you're like yes.
No, I was more like yes.
Wasn't that your bonding show that you two used to call about? Mm-hmm. You know, when you're watching
great show,
LHOTP. Together, having a good old time.
You turn it into something that it wasn't, Mike.
It disturbed me greatly.
Every day,
Little House on the Prairie.
I simply found that Rob could challenge me on episodes, and I could challenge him, and we both simply seem to have a knowledge of the Ingalls family in Walnut Grove.
It's an interesting thing that you two, you sought that show out, and you found it, and you both loved it, and I'm not ever...
Those flippin' Olsons.
Man, I tell you what, the Garveys, Jack. Those Garveys, Jack.
Who are the Olsons?
The Olsons own the Mercantile.
That's Nellie Olson, and that's
Harriet and Nels.
I thought Merlin Olson was a character on that show.
He played Jonathan Garvey.
Why didn't Merlin Olson play a real Olson?
I think he came after the other guys.
Oh, really?
After Harriet McGregor and Richard Bolt.
Here is, and really this is something Rob and I would talk about in private 10 years ago, although I will tell you, Mike, that a Little House on the Prairie discussion happened as recently as... I know I called Rob in the last couple of weeks and said it was on a weekend.
Yeah, it's on the Hallmark station now.
And
you would know that.
Nothing was on, of course, except Little House on the Prairie.
Got a couple thumbs up on it on the TiVo. Every now and then the TiVo surprises me.
I got to remember when I watch a chick flick to counter you when you give me a hard time by saying LHOTP.
So I call him
not
up and I say,
show.
Hey, have you ever seen the one where Pa takes Ma to town, and they leave the little kids with the big guy with the beard, right?
What was his name? I remember that character.
Mr. Edwards.
Mr. Edwards. And Rob says, yeah, and I said, you know, in that scene, Ma lets her hair down when Ma and Pa are laying out and camping out. And I said, you know, that Ma's kind of a piece of ass with her hair down.
So they left town. They left their little village farmhouse.
Yeah, yes. The little house.
To take like a camping trip to an F trip.
They went to the big city.
They went to Mankato. It was a farmer's convention, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
If they went to the big city, were they in a hotel or were they camping out?
No, they camped out en route to the big city.
Oh, that's right. They're on horseback.
No,
takes
hotel.
Longer.
Yeah.
Here I was thinking they could just jet up to the big city.
And when they came back and Mr. Edwards had the baby up on the roof, and he had nailed her skirt down so she wouldn't fall.
Was that the comic relief?
Yeah, it was great.
Sure right. was.
You know, modern day, you'd come home. The youngest one would be pregnant already.
Yeah.
Did they play goofy music when they arrived at home? Did they play like a goofy kind of
like
comedic music?
Yeah. And we were ready for some comedy after all the sex with Karen Grassl.
Sure.
Was that her name? Karen Grassl?
Yeah.
Stop it.
He didn't even go to a book.
Let's not go down this road, please.
No, I like that show.
This is a bad road.
Who
road.
Played Mr. Edwards?
Mr. Edwards was played by
I don't know
Victor
this.
French.
Victor I don't know Cole. This.
He knew Victor French.
Victor French. Yes, he does.
Very
Hello.
Good.
Matt the intern?
Yes, sir.
Anybody out there yet, boy?
No, not yet.
Well, no, hey, that's the wrong. That is the wrong attitude.
That's it. I'm spraying random people now.
No. You're not spraying. You're going to solicit. Solicit right now.
Listen, jerk, here is the deal.
Yes.
When people drive up, and hopefully they will during the course of the show.
Of course they will. It's 100 degrees.
To get relief from the heat. Please you're know. There so they can open their windows and get some refreshing tap water.
Come by our studios here at Hubbard Drive, Rockville, Maryland. Roll down your window if you want to cool off. You want to get a little, you know, dunk. With a water hose, and then you jet home and, you know, be feeling fantastic.
He's there. Anybody yet?
No, not yet.
Not yet.
Oh, this is usually, it seems to me, it is usually the commuter traffic that arrives.
Yeah.
I feel they're coming.
Hello there. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah, they got the shows mixed up.
They did.
They did. Well, did they?
What's that?
What are you talking about?
Boy, they sure are stupid, aren't they?
LHOTB.
God, they are dumb.
These idiots.
What did they mess up?
Okay, well, you guys said that they went to a farmer's convention. And they didn't go to a farmer's convention. He went to the farmer's convention when he took his daughter into the big city to see her boyfriend.
Let me just stop you for a second. If you're so gay that you know the plots better than Rob and I, no way should you be calling and challenging us in any kind of a manly fashion.
Keep that to yourself.
Is that did that happen before or after you got your estrogen transfusion?
Mike, little harsh. Because as you know, for all of us who watch Little House on the Prairie, here's the correct way you watch it.
How?
You do that move that everybody learned at some point when you make a room of guys laugh. When you tuck your penis in, and it looks like you don't have one.
Right. Silence of the Lambs. So you can see that done magnificently by the actor.
That is, if you're a man, you
He's
must.
Spraying.
Hold on.
Oh, we have a customer.
Matt?
Yes, we got one.
What type of a car is it, boy?
It's a big truck. Looks like a little flatbed.
Now, did he come specifically for this?
He even cased the place out, did a few laps first.
Why don't you yell at him and get his name, Matt? Let's find out who he is.
He's gone. I got him.
Oh. He's gone.
All right, good little broadcaster.
His name is Cletus.
You know what? I think, look, I know we punish Matt a lot, Don, and I know that I seem to always generate these silly ideas when Matt's involved.
I don't want to punish him today.
This is just a little thought. If you want to reject it, please feel free, but this is just a thought.
Okay.
Every time he doesn't do something correctly, and you know he's going to make several small errors during the course of the show, he hits himself on the forehead with a jet of spray. Can he do that, please, while he's talking to him?
I'm sure he's done that on his own.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know whether he has or he hasn't.
Oh, he's got a new customer?
Matt, describe to us who you're spraying.
I don't know. He's got his windows rolled up. No, wait, sir.
He has to roll his window down and
communicate. You're in the communications business.
You're on the radio.
What? I didn't even think it would go this way.
What happened there, boy?
He rolled up. He started staring at me. He wouldn't roll his window down, so I just started spraying.
Okay, that's a mistake.
Yeah,
now,
you're using it as a weapon, Matthew.
You've got to remember that there are people who share our business space. Only those who are asking for it.
Yeah. Please, when you're talking to him, please call him Matthew.
Matthew?
Did you call my mom again?
We all
Yeah, yeah, don't make us call Paula.
That's right. We will, too.
I remember her name. Paula Horschwitz or whatever your last name is.
Epstein.
Goldstein.
Right. Schoenberg.
Lipschitz.
Goldberg.
Iceberg.
Stein.
Whatever. You forgot Feldenberg.
I know, I've told you. The greatest real name of all time is Rick Lippincott.
That's a good name.
This is a guy.
Famous radio guy.
Yeah. This is a guy. I knew him when he was coming up as a DJ, when he used the name Dave Denver.
Nice little radio name.
Then he became a program director, and he changed it to another fake name, Rick Lippincott. And now,
so the Lippincott was a completely made-up name.
Not real.
I swear to God, his real name is Rick Lipschitz.
I forgot that story.
Name.
That's right.
That's his real name.
Because Lippincott is such a brilliant fake name because it sounds like it's a real name.
Uh-huh. Right, because he had come from one of the fakest of fake names. Hey, Dave Denver with you.
Right. Yes,
yes. I'm Dave Denver.
Very jive.
Then he gets a job as a program director, and he's Rick Lippincott. Then he becomes a general manager, and all of a sudden it's, hi, this is Rick Lipschitz. And I think he may actually be, at this point, back to being Lippincott.
Is he back to being Rick Lipschitz?
No, he's back to the second fake name.
Which was?
Lippincott.
Lippincott.
Rick Lippincott.
Rick Lippincott was, that's the weird thing, when program directors use their stage names or modify their stage names. That is very, very strange. Did you at any time during your career refer to him on the air as
Lipschitz, of course, and it was great.
Did he enjoy it or not?
No.
No, of course not.
No, because first, it was too close to a bad word back then even to say the name. Mm-hmm. And then second, you know, you're breaking down the wall of, well, people will know that it's a fake name.
Right. I don't think, that's one of the things you prided yourself on as far as outing people's real names. There was no greater joy. Mm. When I think of Rigdon D's.
Sure.
I mean, that's really one of the most fun things in the whole world. The great names like Fred Flanzer.
And I don't make any bones about it.
Don Geronimo.
Radio name.
Michael Source.
Real name. Buzz and I yesterday were talking about that ass Buddy Scott.
Yes, Buddy Boy Scott. Buddy Boy Kinser.
That we worked for in
Buddy
Chicago.
Buddy Kinser. Oh.
Yes, his real name, his DJ name was Buddy Scott.
Right.
Real name, Buddy Kinser. One day we're at his house. On one of the rare occasions, he lets his guard down, and he goes to his lockbox where he keeps his valuables, and he pulled out his birth certificate to show us that his middle name was Boy.
B-O-Y.
B-O-Y.
Buddy Boy.
His
Boy.
Name is And Buzz, swear to Christ,
uh-huh.
What did he name his son?
Buddy Boy Jr.
Buddy Boy Jr.
If you don't have education, then you can't hardly get a job.
And he was a Southern guy, right?
From
wasn't
Kentucky,
he?
The oh, Kentucky right. side of Ohio, at least. Yeah.
What, Robbie?
Buddy.
Kinser Jr.
I'm your father.
Oh, my
hey,
God.
Hey, Matt.
Yes.
Tool, anything happening?
No.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Well, I'd sure like him to spray it into his head.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show. Oh, you know people will come as soon as they get off work here.
Sure. Hello? Absolutely.
Hi there, what's up? Don and Mike Show.
Hey, can I talk to him?
Talk to him. What do you want to talk to him about?
I want to give him an idea that Bart takes over the show when Don retires. What do you think?
That's a great idea. We'll pass that on to them. How about this idea? How about you smell my fingers first and tell me where you think they've been?
This is Don, man. What's up, man?
Other side. I'm sorry, friend.
Wrong guy.
Sorry.
Hey, Bungus.
In my ball sack.
Ooh. Earwigs, ew.
Don and Mike. Oh, they delete that out.
Hi, Don and Mike.
They did? Earwigs, ew.
Ball.
My father used to work with a guy. His name was D. Wunderlich.
What's his name?
Mike.
No, what was the guy's name again?
His name was D. Wunderlich. I'm not going to say the first word, but you can get it.
Was his first name Richard?
Yes.
So his name was Dick Wunderlich.
Dick Wunderlich.
Well, he probably created the IQ test for quarterbacks.
Yeah, pretty much.
The Wunderlich test.
That's right.
That we've actually taken on this show.
Hi there. Don and Mike Show.
Anthony Soprano.
No.
Junior.
Stop it.
I hate my father.
Stop it. That was yesterday.
He does indeed, though.
Stop it. I find it very nice and refreshing that we've been on the air for almost an hour now, and the only reference made to Barry Bonds is BFD.
Right.
Good for all of us, and good for all of you calling. We should just take a moment to say the guy broke the record.
What record?
Maybe you're like me, Mike. Maybe you're like me, that you thought it was incredibly classy of Hank Aaron to cut a video.
Without question.
For Barry Bonds.
Nice of him to do that. I thought that was, and you know, it saved him having to travel all over the place to be there when he broke it.
That would be the absolute only bit of emotion that I feel towards the entire breaking of the record. And it's not even, it's something about Barry Bonds. I don't even care if he took steroids. Right. You know, I've always said, if these guys are playing a game, I don't care if they take heroin before the game.
I felt
if it's going to enhance their performance and make me a happier viewer, I'm for it.
I feel, well, it's not even a strong emotion, but I feel one thing. I feel happiness that it's done.
Yes.
Yeah, totally. I'm really happy. I mean, that's the one thing. Oh, good. I'm glad this whole thing. I think America in general was uncomfortable with this whole debate anyway. I mean, you know, everybody knows, hey, he does have the asterisk. That's it. C'est la vie. You know? And I believe I believe part of what certain people say and part of what other people say.
Mm-hmm.
I sort of lean towards the Bob Costas end of things, where he says, you know, that he guarantees, you know, that based on, you know, what he was before and what he was after, that he would be A in the Hall of Fame.
He's like a top five all time player.
He'd be a great player, one of the greatest players to play, but probably not have done what he did with the home runs. I buy that, but he got it. He celebrated. He was there with his kid. What the hell?
But you know what? I gave him his moment. I even, once they came on with the breaking news last
night,
that he had they hit that thing, I hit the TiVo for the West Coast Fox Sports out there to get all the crap from the San Francisco station. Mm-hmm. And what I was really waiting for was, now not a total copy, but I wanted a Michael Irvin moment. I didn't want him to break down and cry.
Right.
But I wanted him to just say, hey, you know what? I am a jackass 364 days of the year. But instead, I got that whole, you know, I want to thank the fans.
Right.
That means so much to me.
Standard stuff. You know what? And you know what? After watching Michael Irvin, I swear to God, I feel this way. I don't think, maybe you didn't get it last night, but you might get it somewhere down the road. I mean, I think that one of the things the whole Michael Irvin thing taught me is that, you know, you give the guy, I think Barry Bonds hasn't gotten it yet. I think somewhere along the line, somebody or something got it to Michael Irvin and explained it to him. And or he hit, you know, got hit by the lightning bolt. Barry Bonds isn't, he's not anywhere near there yet as far as humility and knowing what it's all about.
I don't care that he took steroids. I really don't. As far as I'm concerned, everybody did back then. You know, Mark McGwire, all those guys did.
Well, they did, right? Probably a lot of pitchers, too.
Big deal. I mean, how many times have we had the discussion? I think you should just get all the guys in whatever sport, guys that like to get high, put them all on one team together.
They'd be in one particular league.
Well, I mean, whether it's football, you know, you got one team of guys that are cokeheads, another team that do steroids.
Well, you make them play different sports, you know, because that's part of the fun. You have these big guys with small heads and small testicles running around and, you know, trying to play these different sports.
No, as a fan, even though we're kidding, I mean this.
You'd like to see Superman playing their perspective
sports. In some way, seriously, I mean this. If a guy knowingly.
Their respective sports.
If he takes something knowingly that's going to make him big and bulky and gigantic and make it a better game for me. The frig do I care? Go out there and do heroin before the game if you're going to throw for 5 touchdowns.
Do you know what seriously was the most important statistic?
Just don't be a jerk off like Barry Bonds.
Most important statistic last night.
As a person.
In last night's game to me.
What's that?
Nationals won the game. I feel great about that. I really do. Yeah, he hit the home run in the game that the Nationals won.
Yeah.
That, to me, is terrific. I am really glad because it kind of speaks, in baseball in particular, to the whole athlete individual accomplishment thing.
You'd know better than me. Hasn't that been pretty much the story all year, that it's Barry Bonds hits home run, P.S., Giants lose?
You could make an argument for that's been his whole career, that it's really been that way. I mean, that's the kind of guy. And there are guys like that in the league, and then there are other guys that pick up their play. You know, their
hold
teammates.
On. Mike, we've got a car outside. We're up on a break, but let's check it outside. Matt Bonds. Hello, Barry Pohl.
Yeah, step outside. You want to get sprayed? We have a lovely young family here.
Okay, now, Matt, the deal is...
Matt, they have to be sprayed in their car. We established... Excuse me, Matt.
Yes?
We established the ground rules with you.
Okay. Could I just do this for me, though? Because it looks like he really wants to get sprayed.
Well, is there a hotness factor out there?
Heat, yes.
No, hold up. What happened to the black sedan that was just pulling up to you?
They parked, and now they're all getting out.
No. If you lower your standards, you're not going to be. It's not going to be successful.
Are you saying you're going to let the people out of the car and spray them?
Well, he's pinning his kid down, waiting for it.
No.
Would somebody please go outside and explain to him about driving?
I think Mr. Arden just should have that task.
Joe,
help him.
Hey, Joe,
Sergeant at Arms.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.